been on the road this weekend and heading to Kinnegad to take on Westmead, and I suppose having got the first points of the season, the target now is to build on that this weekend.
Unlucky in a way last week that we didn't take full points, so we'll be looking to make amends this week and hopefully get 3 points on the board and bring prop us up the table a wee bit more and start getting a run of wins together, hopefully.
Yeah, more like Donegal, I think, we last week than the week before against Dublin.
A bit better, more own kind of football. And listen, we've been doing a lot of work with the defence anyway, and the Dublin game just probably came at us a wee bit quick. We got working on a few other bits and pieces, and then last week was another improvement. So if we can see the same improvement between the last 2 weeks and bring that into this week now, we'd be very happy. We'd be in a good place now.
On the face of it, Westmeath wouldn't be maybe in the same league as Dublin and Galway in terms of quality. What do you know of them?
Well, historically they probably wouldn't be, but what you'll find with teams when they're promoted to Division 1, they'll tend, no more than ourselves last year, they'll tend to maybe go back training maybe a month earlier than the rest of the teams just to try to get in a wee head start. And every game's like a final for them, you know, that sort of way. It's the same way we approached it last year, and every game was a big game, and they're looking to get points on the board early. So that's the one thing about them. They're very organised, very well set up defensively now. Dublin have found it quite hard last week to break them down. They ended up having to bring on a couple of big guns off the bench and that, and just about got over the line. So no, they're going to be, it's going to be a tough assignment for us now, especially having the head down there.
Yeah, and they lost their opening game as well, so they're gunning for their first points as well.
Yeah, exactly. So we're sitting on 1 point, and they've none. So they'll see it as a massive chance, no more than ourselves, to get a couple of points on the board. So it's turned into quite an important game now at this stage. But listen, we're just more or less concentrating ourselves. You know, this last week or so, we're putting in a serious amount of work, and if we feel that once we get things right, we'll be very hard to beat.
Tell me, obviously, I know from speaking to you during the week, Gerlie McLaughlin is still out, and so too is Deirdre Foley. But otherwise, you seem to be in fairly good fettle.
Yeah, thank God. Now the bit of strength and conditioning they've done over the winter, and that seems to be standing by them injury wise. We're not picking up too many knocks, touch wood, so hopefully that continues. Geraldine's not a million miles away now. We just want to make sure that we don't rush her back, you know. We want to have Geraldine really flying from the summer, so we'll give her another couple of weeks before we introduce her. And then Deirdre probably won't be a million miles away this weekend either. She's had a few problems with her back, so it just plays up every now and then. So hopefully she'll not be a million miles away again this weekend, maybe able to take a place on the bench.
You always look for improvements and have a learn from one game to the other. What improvements are you looking on for this week from last week?
Well, I suppose last week we were in the Galway game, we were trying to improve our transition from defence into attack, and this week we'll be sort of looking just a wee bit more in our tackling and concession of frees. You know, we look back at the video and we just felt there was a few strange decisions at the time, maybe by the referee, but there was also a few that we gave them no choice either. So that's something we've worked on this week, particularly there on Wednesday night, and we think now if we get out in the pitch on Sunday, hopefully we'll see an improvement there, and if we can stop giving away them soft frees, we'll definitely help us.
You're on the road today, you're heading to Dublin, you're taking in obviously Donegal and Dublin tonight in the men's game, but you have another motivation for going as well. Dublin are playing Cork and the ladies.
Yeah, exactly. We'll get another chance to have a look at Dublin, and then obviously we've Cork later on in the league, so it'll be a good chance, a good opportunity to see them, and no better venue than Croke Park. And hopefully we'll stay about then and see the men's game as well. So no, it worked out well that we can get up there. We'll stay in Dublin then Saturday night, and then head on down to Kinnegad. It's only about 45-50 minutes then down to Kinnegad on Sunday morning.